This is Robert Harris with Life Changing Ministries weekly radio show, and today we have some special guests, and we'll be talking about some new ventures that we're stepping into. And I got a couple people here today that's going to talk about how important it is for this venture and then this particular program that we'll be offering to the community, mostly to the church. So I want all the pastors and the bishops and the administrators to please pay attention, because we have something that we're going to be able to bring to the church that's going to truly help the congregation and those people in your congregation that are hurting and going through and don't have a clue on how to get the help that they need. That's what we'll be offering to the church. So before I go on, I do want to introduce Pastor Fred Boswell, who is also our clinical supervisor, and he will be one of the trainers of this new program. Basically, the program is going to be what you call a substance abuse counselor in training, state certified. Okay, let's not get it twisted. We're talking about the real deal here, where you're going to come and get some real professional education on how to help some of the hurting people out here dealing with this opioid epidemic. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to turn some of this over to Pastor Boswell so he can explain some of the dynamics that will be going on in it. Go ahead, Pastor.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. I'm Fred Boswell, clinical supervisor at Life Changing Ministries, and we are starting off our Life Changing Ministries Institute. And one of the things we are offering is a 10-week course of professional readiness and responsibilities that will help pastors and leaders of congregation deal with those that are struggling and battling with addiction. We know that there is a huge stigma with addiction, and many times people don't, right in the congregations, they don't ask for help. But we believe that if we can educate some people within the congregation, if we can educate them and get them certified, more people will readily ask for help and get the services that they need. So part of our ideal is to take people from being just helpers to trained professionals, which will, in essence, not just help the center, but get them off of drugs as well, which also improves the quality of lives for one's family.
And then let's make sure we understand that we're going to be coming always from a spiritual foundation, okay? Now, we're going to take this secular programming and clinical information, but we know as ex-addicts that we need the power of God to drive this along. You know, that's why I'm thinking it's so important for the church to get this. You know, because here it is, you can get all the information in the world, but if you don't have the Spirit of God or a real relationship with your spiritual side, you know, you spinning your wheels. But if you want some real power behind you, this is what you're going to have to do. As a matter of fact, today we also got our guest, and he's a substance abuse counselor in training. And what I want to do, I'm just going to ask him to tell us How did this sacket change his life or assist him to be a better man, a real professional, and then out here giving back to the community? So, Mr. LePage Humphrey, good to have you on the show.
Nice to be here.
All right. Won't you tell us how the sacket program impacted your life?
Well, first of all, being a sacket has given me a credential that will stay with me for a lifetime. It's a job for life. It's not even about a paycheck with the credential. It's more or less about the give back. It's about helping and watching lives transform before your eyes. You actually see God at work through you.
Mm-hmm.
And to be in that realm is a ministry in itself.
Yeah, I think honestly that without the Lord leading this, in a lot of ways, we just going to be setting up what they call hole in the walls. Because they got a lot of hole in the walls right now.
Most definitely.
That's dressed up, and it looked really good out there. But in all actuality, people are not getting help. You know, and I say that too. I don't want to demonize or jump on some of the people that's out here on the front line with this opioid epidemic. I got to make sure that they get all the credit and the points that they deserve, because it's hard work dealing with this, the addiction piece. You know, especially with all of the new people that's coming into this. And when I say new people, I mean young. And then it's across the field as far as culture. It don't matter what color you are, black, white, green, yellow, what nationality you are. If drugs get a hold to you, it's a done deal. You know, and you're going to need a way to get up out of it. And a lot of times, it usually starts in the church. Am I right?
Most definitely. A lot of times, what the church has failed so far, as I can see, is that they don't address the addiction piece as a ministry in itself.
Right.
You know, most congregations, they have a lot of addicts or family members or whatnot. And if you don't address the issue within the family, which only could be obtained through the church, through God,
mm-hmm.
then the cycle continues. You know, mm-hmm. the opiate epidemic is a curse.
Yeah.
We need God to remove that curse from us. You know,
but you know, I think it's an anointing that come along with the church, and a man coming out of the church being trained and educated professionally. Now, we're not just talking about no 2-week course where you come. No, we're going to have some hands-on training. You're going to be able to sit in groups. You're going to be able to do real intakes, assessments. You're going to understand all the dynamics that's involved and how that's going to help the church. I mean, a lot of times, if this man is anointed in the church, he's going to be able to see the trouble. You know, he'll be able to go and pick it out and say, hey, I see you over here, and your head been down, and I know you've been going through, and I heard through the grapevine that Sister Johnny has some trouble with her nephew was on drugs. Well, I'm hearing, and I can tell you that I was able to see this because of the training, professional training, but most importantly, the spirit that I'm being led by. Yeah. I did want to get my guy on in here, and this is our marketing director. You know, this is our branding man. And he actually has a lot of connections and resources through the churches because of the work that he does. So I want him to jump on in here, introduce himself, tell us a little bit about your services and how it's going to help this along.
My name is Karan Brown, and I'm here born and raised in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Basically, I want to start off by saying I have a business, which I call the Brand Development Company. So what we do is we build brands for religious organizations, small businesses as well. What I like to do is basically take the ministry with the religious organizations and give them a presence in the social media aspect, which I do web development, branding, signage, anything from that realm.
I think one of the biggest thing that really stood out to me when I met you, my brother, like I said, I was in the office. We was over there with my cousin, Pastor Kennedy, with Faith and Hope, and you came in there, and I felt your presence right away. And then when I heard you start to communicate what you did and what you had to offer, I'm like, whoa, we need this guy, you know? And here's the thing, though. I'm trying to reach out to some of the entrepreneurs and the businessmen that's out here on the front line, especially. And when I say on the front, I'm talking about on the front line of helping folks. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about treatment centers. I'm talking about what else have we got there, Mr. Page? Alfred, you pretty good at this stuff too. Come on with
it. So we have residential. We have sober living. That's what I was trying to get at. We have outpatient, two locations, south side and north side. We also have transportation. We have church.
We got
church. That's the biggest thing I should have mentioned first.
Okay.
We have a sanctuary that's out of this world, man, and we accept all walks of life. Shep, what's our motto at our church?
A church family where everybody is somebody. Nobody is just an anybody.
Amen. Come on with it now. Back to my guy now. Won't you give us some of the information on what you learned from dealing with some of the churches that you did?
All right. For example, you, for instance.
Okay.
But like I said, most of my clients are religious organizations, churches, but anything could be a ministry, you know, when it's led by God. Here, my business is called Vision, and that's a ministry itself because it's led by God.
Come on.
So basically what I said is the ministries that you guys have, such as substance abuse, those benefits of life that we can call on, what I do is I bring it to a social dynamic. Here in the world, we have a physical world, where we do a lot of ministry at in the physical. But also there is a whole nother world that older generations have missed out on. You know, and basically, how do you reach people my age? How do you reach people? If you go to the store or at a dinner, you'll see the average person on their cell phone.
Right.
So their mind is being consumed by their cell phone with data, knowledge, and resources.
Right.
So what I do is I step in and I bring a social presence of that ministry in that world as well.
Okay.
So you're taking it from the physical into the mental.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a lot of disconnection between that.
Yeah, I agree. Once again, one of the most impressive things I got from you was your presence. And I could tell easily God was working in your life. Mm-hmm. As soon as you opened your mouth, I heard nothing but the Lord is fixing this boy up right here. Mm-hmm. You know, and I love being a part of that. That's why I got to tell you, I love our Pastor Fred Boswell. Mm-hmm. You know, he's involved in so many people's lives, but now that we're going to be taking this to a professional level where we're going to be able to give some folks some real skills to go out here and really fight for those people that they say they love, you know. And then, once again, Pastor Fred Boswell, he's a mentor. I tell him, listen, he's the pickup man. I'm serious. This guy
got like 100 jobs.
Come on, 100 jobs. And I'm so glad he got 100, because I know I gave him about 20 of them.
Right.
You thank the Lord for him. But Pastor, won't you go ahead and close it out, man, and give us some information, get an audience some information so that they could come to this, they could flock through it. We're going to use our main number, the 414-269-9660. 414-269-9660. That's going to be the main line that you can call and get the information. If you're thinking about becoming a counselor, if you're pastors and bishops, you hear this show now, and we're going to be spraying some flyers. You're going to get all that stuff. So you need to start going to your prayer room and figure out who you're going to send through this program for your congregation. So, Pastor, go ahead and close us out and tell us a little bit on what we're really going to be receiving, especially through the program.
Okay, beginning May the 1st, we will start our first 10-week session. We will have two classes going. There will be between 10 and 12 students per class. We may have three different classes going on simultaneously. All of those that sign up for our classes, we want to reach out to each church congregation. And maybe you guys can delegate one person from each of your congregations. Those that come to class at the end of their sessions, they will be proficient and ready to take the national test to become certified. They will be proficient in 12 core functions, which is screening, intake, assessment. You'll be culturally competent in addition to being saved. One thing I am, I'm a saved man of God. I'm not just educated.
Right.
So when we are dealing with clients and patients, you know, the Bible says what you do to the least one of those you do to me, you'll have that awareness and you will be proficient at the end of those classes. So more information will come out soon, but we just encourage you to move from the helping stage to a professional stage. One thing, if you come to Life Changing Ministry, you'll be greeted by professional staff. But the other thing about our staff, they live the life of they preach about. And we have an ambiance of caring about people. You know, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care in the Lord in us.
Yeah.
Life Changing Ministries as a ministry really lives up to what it says.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
More information will be coming on in the next few episodes on the radio, but we just encourage you to call 414-269-9660 and start enrolling your names. If we have to do some pro bono type of stuff, we may be able to do that.
Yeah.
But we really want to just educate the churches. That's our target population, to kind of lessen some of the stigma.
Yeah,
we believe if we can reach some, they will continue to carry it on. So we're just open for business. Life Changing Ministries Institute of Learning.
Come on with it. Another thing that we will be offering, and I think is so important to our community, especially to some of our young entrepreneurs out here. And what we're going to be offering is an entrepreneur development course. You know, I do want to speak on that a little bit because being an entrepreneur, that's actually a gift. Mm. You know, it's a spiritual gift. It's anointed. That means that you've been blessed with the ability to come out here to communicate, to cut deals.
Sourced by God.
Come on, sourced by God, no doubt about it. Right. You know, I got to tell you, as an entrepreneur, I don't worry about nothing. Mm. I know as long as I get up and go to work and do what I need to do and put God in front of me, everything else is laid out. However, once again, just because you have that gift or that talent doesn't mean it doesn't need any maintenance or development. You know what I mean? It's so much involved with being a true entrepreneur. I mean, we're talking about scheduling, you know, a time management. You understand? I'm talking about relations. I like to say when I was selling real estate and all that other stuff, one of our guests over here, Ms. Sheena Wilson, she know all about it. One of the first things I wanted to do as an entrepreneur was to get to know my partner. Because that's how I, when I came in and knowing I was offering a service, I wasn't just offering, I was offering also a partnership in this service. So we need to know how to relate. When you go find out what's really going on with people, you know what I mean? That's just about the whole battle. Even if they don't necessarily go with your services right then, they're going to go tell somebody else about your services, though.
You'll be so evangelist.
Yeah, come on with it now. Yeah, that's how it goes. So we really going to be cracking. Then the young man that's sitting here, Vision, he's going to be right there with us. He's a young man, and I got to tell you, it's so refreshing to have a young professional black man out here doing the things that he's doing. And what I love about God is this, though. He don't put no color in your eye. Ain't no such thing in no culture. You people, you know, we all are brothers and sisters, even though we may have lived different experiences in different areas, different cultures. But when it's all said and done, you cut me, I'm going to bleed. If I cut you, you're going to bleed too.
I'm also thankful that I was able to be in the right place to see the friction that God was causing in my life to awaken me. Okay, I've been working in the banking industry since straight out of high school, okay, and became a bank supervisor. It done me very well, got the knowledge, something that they can't take back from me. But far as growth in that career, it was no room for me. Uh-huh. So God had to shake some things up for me. And in that journey, I was able to believe within myself, believe in something higher in myself, which is God. Uh-huh. So every day that I step foot outside, I'm acting on the faith of God.
Come on with
you know, so it's not just growing my career, it's bringing me closer to God because everything is intimate.
Yeah.
You know, I truly believe that this connection here with Life Changing Ministry is a divine source.
Come on with it. Yeah.
In alignment of not just the company that I call my business Vision, but also within myself. I see what they got going on here. I have a lot of clients that have a lot of things going on. But this right here, to change lives, that's truly what we're here for.
That's what we're here for. Come on with it, my brother.
And
yeah.
I'm definitely a part of that. I definitely want to be a part of that.
Yes, sir. And we that's something about life change too. When you come to life change, I'm telling you now, it's like you coming to a family dinner. Mm-hmm. You know, when you come in there, you gonna feel that it's people in here that care. And here's another thing. You're going to see a diverse crowd. We got them all. We got white, black, we got Chinese. Listen here. But we all striving for the same thing. And so we are just so blessed and looking so forward to serving our community. Now, once again, church members, get at your pastors. Let them know what time it is. We need to get this program up and going. We want as many counselors out here in this community as we possibly can get out there.
Amen.
Because it's nothing but for help. State certified counselors. Come on with it.
And I also want to say parents as well, because there's a lot of going on within our generation. I'm 22 years old. Right. So drugs is very simple and easy in our community.
Yeah.
Definitely being resourced. So I definitely want to put that out there as well. My young brothers and sisters, if that's the question in your mind, yeah, you know, it could have been just one day you pop one molly and now, you know, you're dealing with everyday situations when it comes to that. Stand in full agreement that is a problem.
Yeah, yeah.
And it can be helped. It is not the end of the world.
It ain't the end of the world.
It is not over.
No. We just got some work to do, y'all. So with that being said, this is the show for this week. But y'all tune in because there's so much more to come. We got some wonderful, wonderful guests that are going to be coming by. And remember, the ministries is about bringing services and resources to the community from Life Changing Ministries. So once again, we thank you and looking forward to talking with you again.